Chala per gimel, Mishnah gimel. Hikdisha isasa achala gilgala ufadata chayeves. Similar to the previous Mishnayos, if one gives flour over to Hekdish, and then he redeems it from Hekdish, and then after he redeems it, that's when he does the Gilgul by the Chala, that's when he needs it. So the Chiv of Chala took place after he already received it back. So there was never a Chiv of Chala when it was in the hands of Hekdish. Chayevis, he's Chayev. Similarly, Misha Gilgula Ufadata Chayevis. It's also Chayev, meaning if he needed it first, before he gave it to Hekdish, he needed the dough, Misha Gilgula. So here he needed it was step one. Then he gave it to Hekdish. And then he was poided from Hekdish. But the main point is, let's focus on the kneading of the dough. He needed it while it was in his own Rishus. Therefore, there was a Chiv of Chala right there. So what? He gave it to Hekdish. He was poided afterwards. Doesn't matter. The main point is that if the Chiv of Chala occurs, while if it's in your Rishus, and there's a Chiv of Chala when it's in your Rishus, that Chiv can never fall off, even though he gives it to Hekdish afterwards and he's poided. However, the only case that there is not is this next case. Hikdishato ad shalo gilgalo. Here he was makdashit to Hekdish. He did not need it. Vigilgalo ha-gizbar. And Hekdish, the gizbar, the officer of Hekdish, he was the one that needed the dough. So now the chiv of chala took place, the kneading of the dough took place while it was by Hekdish. At that point in time, that's the question. What's the status of the dough? Who owns it? Since Hekdish would own this dough at that point, therefore, there's no chiv of chala. And that's it. It's now going to be potter. V'achachak padata, and now you're poidit. So now it goes into your rishus. Petura. Why? It's potter. Shebishas chayvasa haisa petura. Because the time of the chiv of chala, when you have to decide, is this chayv and chal, the time of the chiv, which is the stage of kneading, it was potter. As the Rav says, the Torah says, and we've said this, arisay seichem. Reishis arisay seichem. But not isas hektish. But it's not hektish's dough. It's tafka your dough. And if Hekdish made it, and they made it into dough while they had it, it's potter.